All right, Mojo in the Morning Show. We are your home of the phone scams. Tammy's neighbors want us to phone scam her about her Halloween decorations. She got a bunch of decorations, too. Spike is going to tell her that her Halloween spirit is endangering the neighborhood, especially the neighbor's pets. It's a Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Mojo in the Morning, your home of the world-famous phone scams.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Dolores Fingerwood. What is going on over there?
Nothing. Who is this?
We got a problem. I work for the law offices of Harwoods, Diamond, and Yauch. And Pikachu, you put one too many Lunchables down the old tutor.
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number. I don't know what you're talking
this
about.
This is Tammy. Tammy at 124 J Drive?
Yes?
I'm calling in regards to some paperwork on my desk on behalf of the client who just happens to be your neighbor. Do you know the DeGuardi family?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we got a situation, you understand? You want me to give this to your original recipe or extra crispy?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a lawsuit. Our law firm is handling your neighbor's case. And I got a lady claiming that her dog is sick and it's your fault.
What dog is... I don't know who you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
Your house, it's all decorated up for Halloween, right?
Yeah.
You got the pumpkins and the scarecrow and the spider webs and the skeleton thing that moves and makes noise and annoys all the neighbors?
Are you driving by my house or something?
No, I'm reading a deposition. And the DeGuardi dog ate a bunch of your fake spider webs down in your front yard, and now the dog is deathly sick.
When did this happen?
Tuesday last.
I don't know anything about this. What is not my problem if their dog got out of their yard and
you don't have
something
to point.
Huh?
That's rude to point.
How did you know I was pointing?
Lord, she said y'all are f***ing crazy.
Miss Singlewood, I don't think you need to call me names like that, okay? You don't even know me.
Do you understand me, or do you have spider webs in your ears?
Are you an attorney? Are you? I don't even understand.
No,
you,
I'm
you
not. Know. I'm an assistant in the law office, and I was made to call you to make sure you're aware of the paperwork that's coming your way. And
this
now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Their dog gets
it's
out,
ridiculous that we
law,
even have
way
to have this conversation because you're an irresponsible homeowner. Now, we're sending you a vet bill for $2,800, and you better pay it.
Excuse me? I am not paying anything. That is absolutely that their dog got out of the yard. I have no responsibility for this. Why didn't they come and tell me themselves?
You're going to get verbal on me?
Yeah, I'm going to get verbal on you. How dare you attack me and my family for not being responsible?
I'm not attacking you, but you keep getting verbal with me. I'm going to come down there and break off a fist in your throat.
Excuse me, where's your office at? Because I'm going to report you to the
oh, board. Yeah? What, are you going to come on down? Well, come on down here then, because
yeah,
you're the next contestant
ridiculous
of My Attitude Isn't Right.
Those people are not suing us for something their dog did. I am not going to tolerate that.
They are
attitude
suing you, and our law office is going to get the money for them, so you better start hooking.
You know, those bitches have been looking at my house this whole time. They're so jealous.
Oh, okay. We're talking about bitches. Let me tell you about bitches. I got a dog here, and she has throat cancer.
That's nothing to do with me. Throat cancer?
It does have to do with you. She ate your decorations.
What are you talking about? That doesn't give any dog throat cancer.
Do you understand the severity of these claims? That stuff was made in China.
Absolutely.
And now she's barking through one of those little voice boxes. Poor little thing. It sounds like this.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Oh, my God, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever
it is
heard
ridiculous. Listen to that dog in the background.
Ruff, ruff.
What the
listen to this. I'll put the phone right up to this doggy. Listen.
You've just been the victim of a Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Did you hear that, doggy? He said you're on Mojo in the Morning right now.
This is too early for this, okay?
It's never too early for a phone scam.
Hey, Tammy, all your neighbors are listening to this right now. You want to say hi to them?
Oh.
we will scam you. You're home with the phone scams.
The world famous.
This is Mojo in the Morning.